Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Good evening, family. What's up? What's up? Welcome to Soul Tracks of Our Lives on the Culture Zine Radio Network. I'm your host, Ornetta Barber, and tonight we're going to celebrate a little classic soul, a little something-something from the fellas, a little something-something from the ladies. Going to mix it up a little bit tonight. But first off, I got to send light and love and lifting up all the folks in Florida and the Caribbeans due to the devastation of Hurricane Irma. Our faith is truly being tested with catastrophe after catastrophe, but remember, true faith is never questioned. Hang in there, folks. We got your back. We love you. We're lifting you up and thinking positive things about you and for you. And hopefully, folks are coming together to help you get back on track. Tonight's show is being dedicated. Really, any shows for the rest of this month is going to be dedicated to various matriarchs that I happen to know who are celebrating birthdays. And in the past week, I want to send out happy birthday to my beautiful mother-in-law, Betty Wilkerson. We're going to celebrate Nita King's beautiful mother, Miss Carrie Taylor, who made her transition at 94. We're celebrating her life on Thursday. And to my sweet mama, Eleanor Moore, who's going to be 81 years young, and she's got a little voice like mine. Sweet, sweet. So I'm ready to get it popping. I hope you're ready to get down with the get down.
You're Just don't walk.
So that was Groove Theory featuring Amel LaRue with Hello, It's Me. Before that, Mesa with Hooked on Your Love. I first found out or discovered who Mesa was when she was with a group called Incognito. And ever since that group came out and I heard Mesa's voice, I've been in love with her because she's got one of those voices that when you hear Mesa sing, you know it's Mesa. And we started with Maxwell. Oh, say that again, girl. And we started with Maxwell with Ascension. Here's the thought. Those who judge you don't matter, and those who matter don't judge you.
Guess you wonder where I've been. I searched to find the love within. I came back to let you know. Got a thing for you, and I can't let go. My friends wonder what is wrong with me. Well, I'm in a daze. From your love, you see, I came back to let you know. Got a thing for you, and I can't let go.
love me is specially different. Every time you keep me on my feet, happily excited by your cologne, your hands, your smiles, your intelligence.
What do you mean to me? makes life so sweet. Together we'll always be. This pledge of love feels so right, and ooh, I need you. Here and now, I promise to love faithfully.
So that was Luther Vandross with Here and Now. And before that, Jill Scott with He Loves Me. And Jill's talking about he loves her from her hair follicles to her toenail. I'm loving for your butt. And we started with Bobby Caldwell, What You Won't Do for Love. You're listening to Soul Tracks of Our Lives on the Culture Zine Radio Network. I want to share a little something with you. I've been doing these life lesson courses for April, May, June, July, 5 months now. And basically what I'm learning is, you know, there's a difference between religion and Christianity. And I hear so many people professing to love God and, you know, professing to do the right thing. And they do all of that on Sunday. And then the rest of the week, they go out and act a fool. But Cory Booker said something, and I just thought it was really interesting. And he says, before you speak to me about your religion, first show it to me in how you treat other people. Before you tell me how much you love your God, show me in how much you love all his children. Before you preach to me of your passion for your faith, teach me about it through your compassion for your neighbors. In the end, I'm not as interested in what you have to tell or sell as I am in how you choose to live and give. And I don't know, that just resonated with me because it just seems so apropos right now in the time that we're living in and all the things that are happening, the misery that is surrounding us because of Mother Nature and the catastrophes going on, and how important it is for everybody to lend a hand and do the right thing, because therefore the grace of God, as they say, go I.
This love. Just can't grow love away. No, no. Talk to me when there's trouble on your mind. I will always be here to shield you from it all the best way that I can. Anything you want from me, call me day, call me night, call me to hold you, the tears in your eyes will be gone, they will dry. And if you still find that you can't face the world outside, let me be your place to hide. That's what you need. Tell you life is never cruel and people never leave, and love's not always kind and hearts break all the time. Even if I'm far from you, call me day, call me night, call me anytime. To hold you, the tears in your eyes will be gone, they will dry. And if you still find that you can't face the world outside, let me be your place to hide. Little corner of the world is what I give to you. So sweet, yeah. Call me day, call me night, call me anytime you need someone to hold you.
that was the magnificent Candace Spring with Place to Hide. I just discovered her last year. Her debut album is called Soul Eyes, and I purchased it, and I played her album every day for 2 months, every single day. The album is exquisite. It's like one long song. She writes her own music. She's so talented, beautiful inside and out. Her father's a jazz musician, so you get a lot of, you can tell the influence that he's had on her. So I'm telling you, if you guys want to splurge and buy a new CD or stream it or whatever you do, Candace Springs, K-A-N-D-A-C-E Springs. And before that, Peebo Bryson with Reaching for the Sky. And we started with our girl, Natalie Cole, with Our Love. I want to send a shout out to my dear friends, Glenn Cooper and Nancy Sproul, who had their annual Blues and Biscuit Soiree this past weekend. And this year it was a Brazilian theme, Brazilian food, drinks, and music. The most incredible friends, as always. Nancy and Glenn still do house parties, and they know how to throw down. I've been going to their parties for almost 20 years, and you are never disappointed. And I want to send a special shout out to Mrs. Cynthia Simmons and her hubby. She was my dinner partner, and we had the best conversation, and this is her first time checking out Soul Tracks of Our Lives. Love you, Cynthia.
The time is right. Hold me tight, and love's got me high. Please tell me yes, and don't say no, honey, not tonight. I need to have you next to me. Not one more minute, baby. The time is right. Turn down the lights and take my hand. We'll take a flight and spend the night in Wonderland. Now move a little close to me. You owe it to yourself, and I will selfishly take a little for myself, and it's because of you that love won't let me wait. No, listen, girl. I need your love so desperately, and only you can set me free when I make love to you. We'll explode in ecstasy, and I won't take the blame. That love won't let me wait. No. Love won't let me wait. fire. Just let me take you high. Oh, baby. Time with me. Oh, yeah. And love won't let it won't let me wait. No, no. Love won't let me wait.
Stop on, 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 st
So that was Smokey Robinson and the Miracles with Here I Go Again. And before that, Roosus and Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan. Bye. And we started with Major Harris, Love Won't Let Me Wait. You know, I'm listening to the end of that song. You know, and back in the day, folks did everything in the studio. They recorded everything. All the musicians were right there. They didn't send stuff to each other in a file or anything. They did it all right there. And I don't know what the heck Major was doing, but I heard that young lady making some sound effects, and I hope that's what that was some sound effects. Here's a thought. The bad news is you're not going to fit in with everyone. And the good news is that the great ones never do.
Down the rigid road of life. much rather not alone. Reaches out to find that special someone to make your house a home. Find someone, but no one is the right one. Gets down on the knees and starts to pray, looking up to heaven.
Back
So that was Kim with Find Your Way. And we started with Stevie Wonder's You Will Know. I got to take a moment to give a couple more shout outs. And this is to the U.S. Open Association, because if you love tennis, for the past 2 weeks, we've seen some of the most outstanding tennis played. And with the chaos and misery that's on the news because of Harvey and Irma, I was able to get distracted by watching tennis. So congratulations to Rafael Nadal, who's my favorite player, who won his Sweet 16, his 16th Grand Slam and third U.S. Open against Kevin Anderson from South Africa, who was in his first Grand Slam final. But I got to give all the love right now to my girls. First of all, the semifinals of the U.S. Open is the first time since 1985 Wimbledon that the semifinals was all female. So it was Sloane Stephens versus Venus Williams, and it was Coco Vandeweghe against Madison Keys. Then we get to the finals, Sloane Stephens versus Madison Keys. Sloane is 24 years old, Madison 22. Sloane hurt her foot at the beginning of the year, and she had no idea she would get back to this stage. She was ranked like number 917 at the beginning of the year, and they say that when the new rankings come out, she will be number 17. More importantly was the way she dealt with her win. When she and Madison went to the net to, you know, greet each other, she held on to her, they held on to each other, and you could see her comforting her and giving her love. And then later on, while they're waiting for the presentation ceremony to begin, Sloane goes over and sits next to Madison, and you see them laughing and having a good time. She won $3.7 million for winning her first Grand Slam. And then she goes up into the stands to greet her coach, who's a brother for the last 5 years, and her beautiful, beautiful mother, who's a psychologist. And you could see her just let it all out in her mother's arms. It was just so touching and so beautiful. And then when she was interviewed, she talked about that parents don't get enough credit, and that parents never give up on your child's dream, because my mother never gave up on me. It was beautiful. It was just magnificent. So kudos to everyone.
Measure for measure. turn yourself around. Oh, baby, so I can love you good. Oh, baby, I'll make you feel so good. Oh, sugar, just like you want me to. Oh, baby, you sure love the ball. Oh, baby, you sure love the ball. Oh, honey, I hope you never freeze. I love you, I love you so much.
So that was Marvin Gaye's You Sure Love to Ball, which back in the day was considered incredibly provocative. Nowadays, please. And we started with Phyllis Hyman and You Know How to Love Me. Anyway, family, I have had so much fun tonight. I hope you've enjoyed tonight's show. You know how much I love bringing it to you. You're listening to Soul Tracks of Our Lives on the Culture Zine Radio Network. I'm Ornetta Barber, and remember, happiness is an inside job. Don't talk about it. Be kinder. If you're searching for that one person that will change your life, take a look in the mirror. I love you madly, And the last song of the night is George Michael's exquisite rendition of the Roberta Flack classic, The First Time Ever I Saw Your Face. See ya.
First time ever I saw your face, I thought the sun rose in your eyes. The
first time.